Welcome to Show 49. It's the Red Boy Podcast, featuring me, Absolute Amy. Welcome to our Turkey Time Show.
This podcast is a proud member of PodcastOutlaws.com Network. Punk.
This is Trent, and you're listening to T1 Show. You're listening to the Red Boy Podcast. Absolutely, Amy and Matt. Peace out.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Welcome back.
And all the pretty chicks all want to smile at me.
Welcome back to the Red Boy Podcast. I had to do it. I was going to do the traditional welcome back cut, but after hearing Trent from the T-Rent show doing peace out, I just, to be down with my homies, I had to drop a little mace with the welcome back. So
mace, who and what are you?
I was switched at birth. I'm sorry.
Yeah, white boy Roy over here, trying to get down with his homies.
I am down with my inner brother. So, Amy, welcome back to the Red Boy Podcast. Welcome all our listeners. Welcome listeners who have come from the business cards and the marketing ploy that was the Red Boy Podcast at the Podcast Expo. We thank you for listening, and we thank our old listeners, new listeners alike. And this is technically take two of this podcast, right?
Yes, it is.
Yes, we tried this show when? Last Thursday?
No, you got home last Thursday. I think it was Sunday night we tried to do
okay.
This.
Yeah.
Just didn't click. We weren't clicking.
Yeah, we weren't clicking. No.
No.
We were not hitting on all the cylinders.
So we got in a fight, and the fight continued, let's see, the evening about podcasting, and we woke up, and we were still fighting about the podcast. So,
and at some point in mid-morning at work, I'm sitting there, how retarded is this that I'm in a fight with my wife over a podcast? Yeah. Creative differences on a podcast, and we're fighting about it. So we got over that, and here we are tonight on a Tuesday. A little different.
Yes, a Tuesday because Thursday's Thanksgiving, yeah. And I'm sorry. I'm going to be watching the Peanuts special.
I'm going to be probably drunk by this time on Thursday, so I won't be able to function.
No, you will not. But I will be watching the Peanuts special and Finding Nemo.
The Peanuts? Is it the Christmas special for Peanuts?
No, it's the Thanksgiving. Remember when they had...
It's a great big
they had
turkey,
toast,
Charlie Brown?
They had toast and popcorn and something else for their Thanksgiving meal. You know, really? What do you expect? They're like 7-year-olds or 8-year-olds.
Oh, and Amy also has a new goal of 30 minutes is our time limit.
Yes.
Okay, well, we're at 3:13, so let's see if he can do it. See, time clicks by when you're having so much fun podcasting, Amy.
Okay.
All right, well, a couple things I didn't want to talk about.
I have a cold, too.
Hello, my babies. Yes. The basement work is almost done. The podcast studio floor will be painted tomorrow.
I know, it's quite exciting.
Yes, all the paneling
looks
is
really
up.
Good. You and your buddy.
Yeah, my perfectionist friend, Mr. Beam. Thank you for helping us out.
You woodworkers down there.
It was a long time getting it done. We busted our ass. And we'll put pictures up.
You did take the nail gun back, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
That or we owe about $100.
I know, so I was like,
I should just tell him I'll keep it and just pay for it. So, yeah, soon we will be podcasting from the podcast studio.
I really don't want to do that.
Be in the basement?
Yeah.
Well, we don't have to be. That would be the office if we want to. In the summer, it might be nice. Could be hot up here. You might like to be down there. So, the basement will be done soon. I was in Miami.
Yes, you were.
Not a lot of podcasters down there. The one podcaster I did try and get a hold of, Raghav Suri, he said, yeah, I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks while you're there. So, that sucked. But I did learn I am a Type C personality, which explains why I want everybody to like me and get sad when people don't like me. But I'll get over that.
Yeah, right.
You're not so much like that, are you, Amy?
No, I'm not. What did you say I was?
I don't know.
Yeah.
An alter ego type C.
Okay.
I was gonna, no.
You're reading what, down your notes. Okay.
I know. I won't even bother. We'll just skip it. Do you want to just get right into your topics? Amy is the director of this show.
No, I'm not. I just added some. The theme of the show is our Thanksgiving.
Turkey talk. Turkey talk. Welcome to Turkey Talk.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving and things.
What are we thankful for?
Well, why don't we start there, Amy?
So you did a little email out to fellow podcasters.
Yes, and I only got three responses, but...
That's okay, because we have a limited show now.
Well, and I also just sent it out like a day and a half ago, so they didn't have a whole lot of time to respond. You know, Aaron's doing his thing with Christmas, and he gave him like a month. I gave him 2 days, so... Here is what Aussie Tom had to say. And mind you, Australia isn't really familiar with Thanksgiving, but he did have some comments about what they are thankful for down in Australia.
What he's thankful for.
Yes.
Hey, Aussie Tom here, tennistom.com. I got a lot to be thankful for this year. I'm about to marry the most beautiful girl in the world, and I've got a job all but lined up. So it's an exciting time of life, and I do have a lot to be thankful for. And on top of that, I'm making dozens of podcasting friends, and that's wonderful too. So on behalf of all Australians who don't celebrate Thanksgiving but think it's a wonderful idea, happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and I hope you have a wonderful time. See you later. Bye.
So there you go. Sounds like Tom might have been calling from the beach, but
yeah.
But yes,
hey,
he
that
is
was very
married.
Nice.
And tomorrow I'm picking up Tom's.
December 4th is when he's getting married.
Yes, I'm picking up their wedding present tomorrow. So we also got a note from Johnny B. From he said she said.
Yes.
And they're actually going to do a Thanksgiving show too, which not a big surprise. Probably all podcasters did the Halloween one. They'll do the Thanksgiving one. And I guess Christmas, I'm guessing.
What about Hanukkah?
Well, Israelisms will do Hanukkah. There you go. Charlie and Carol will be in charge of the Hanukkah cast. but great. Now you're making me look like.
Well, no, because.
What about.
You know, honey,
what's
not.
Rosh Hashanah. Or no.
That's Jewish, but that's...
No, not Rosh Hashanah. What's a... No.
Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa. Yom Kippur. I'm stuck on all these Jewish
holidays. Those are Jewish holidays, honey. You're
I know,
really...
I'm a good Jew.
No, yeah, you are.
I am. All right. Anyway, Johnny B. from He Said, She Said sent a note, and he's thankful for lots of things, but he'd put his health... Spunky kids at the top of his list. All of his crazy kids and his. And he also, he wouldn't have those punk kids without my lovely bride. So.
That's very nice.
Shout out to his bride. And then, Gary from Podcast Pickle, again, with the kid angle. Everybody's happy to have their kids. You know, children are always fun in retrospect.
Oh, stop.
He's thankful for his two daughters who are doing well in college. And this is a very important point. I thought this was very neat. His daughters will be the first in his family, tree to graduate college.
That's wonderful.
I thought that was very cool.
It's very exciting.
Yeah. Yes. So thank you, gents for,
what are you thankful for this Thanksgiving?
No, I'm still alive. No, I'm just thankful for my family.
That's very sweet.
I am. And I'm thankful that I am truly thankful that I survived going to China and back. That I lived
to see another day. Because
I left. I said, I'm going to get on this plane. I may never come home. Oh. But I did. I came home. And here I am to prove it. So, all right. Let me get out of this. All right, Amy. You brought something to the table.
Well, I'm thankful for our family as well. And I'm thankful for our health. It's very important.
But Amy has show notes.
But I have show notes.
So let's have yield a little, to the lady from the cornfield.
We're going to take a little quiz. Matt is, anyways.
All right, let's not do all 10 because that might take a little.
No, there's not 10, and we're going to go quick on. Well, there are
there
10.
There are 10. And
well, we're going to go quickly.
Okay.
Okay. What year did the pilgrims have their first Thanksgiving feast? 1619, 1620, 1621, or 1935?
1621.
That is correct.
Oh, I'm good.
You probably read it upstairs,
no,
the little story.
Are you kidding me? I was trying to get Karen to work.
What food was probably not on the Pilgrim's Thanksgiving menu? Potatoes, corn, fish, or dried fruit?
I read this question when I was upstairs, and I didn't find the answer. I thought dried fruit would be because they dry things to stay. Fish, because they're close to the ocean. And with potato and corn. Boy, you know what? I'm thinking there in the Northeast, corn's not going to grow well. Potatoes will, so I'm saying corn would not be.
That's incorrect. It would be potatoes, honey.
Why?
Let me find the little note here. There was also no milk, cider, potatoes, or butter. There was no domestic cattle for dairy products, and the newly discovered potato was still considered by many Europeans to be poisonous.
Because who hasn't heard of the poison?
But the fish, the feast did include fish, berries, watercress.
Watercress, yeah, those are fine, but the poison, potato
lobster,
will kill you.
Lobster, dried fruit, clams, venison, and plums.
Okay.
Okay, now the next question.
You're at 10 minutes. And I'm not spending the next 20 minutes on this quiz, so chop, chop, sing, sing.
You will do what I say.
Uh-huh.
The horn of plenty.
I will yield 5 minutes to the woman.
The horn of
notes.
Plenty, or the cornucopia, which symbolizes abundance, originated in what country? Holland, Greece, America, or Turkey?
I'm going to say Turkey because we like turkey. Holland because it like wooden shoes. Oh, I'm wrong twice. Damn.
The correct answer would be Greece.
Why?
No, because we're not going into that. Okay. We don't have time. I will direct people to the website if they want to see. In 1676, a day of Thanksgiving was proclaimed to take place during what month? May, June, October, or November?
I'm going
to
guess November since that's when...
Incorrect.
Then why is Thanksgiving in November?
That would be June. We're not going to go into... Once again, I'm not going to go into details because I only have a little limited time. Question number five. What president...
I keep in my score to see if I'm... I've only got like two right, I think.
Oh, wait. Yeah, you got this one incorrect.
Oh, she's checking the paper like
it's
a teacher.
Just like a teacher. Okay, yes. What president didn't like the idea of having a national Thanksgiving Day? Washington, Nixon, Truman, or Jefferson?
Jefferson.
You are correct. No.
I know some Thanksgiving history, not a whole lot.
Why? Why? Well, I'll ask you why.
Because he was, I don't know.
Okay, who was credited with leading the crusade to establish Thanksgiving Day? Sarah Jessica Parker, Sarah Lee, Sarah...
Sarah Jessica Parker from Sex and the City? Sarah Lee, who made cakes. Okay, continue on.
Sarah Josepha Hale or Sarah Ferguson? This should be pretty easy.
I was going to say the one you can't pronounce.
Yeah, there's... Sarah, yeah, you're
Sarah
correct.
Ferguson might be related to Ferg, though, from Air
Sarah
Ferg.
Ferguson is Princess Ferguson.
Oh, Fergie?
Yeah, Fergie.
Oh, the freaky one, okay.
Okay. Weight Watchers, you know, Queen?
Yeah.
Okay. Which president first established the date of Thanksgiving as a national celebration?
I know this.
Jefferson, Adams, Lincoln, or Wilson?
Lincoln.
Correct.
Yeah, I knew that.
Which president moved the date of Thanksgiving twice? Lincoln, T. Roosevelt, FDR, or Eisenhower? And I can't remember
these. T. Roosevelt. That'd be Teddy.
I don't know if that's correct.
Teddy
bear. I don't know that one.
No, great.
We'll have to come back to that one. I'll come back. The reason Thanksgiving was, I think it's Roosevelt.
That's what I said.
FDR. I think it's Franklin Delano Roosevelt, though. Hold on here. I think I did actually highlight that.
Do you want me
notes.
To pause it and you can look it up?
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Okay, hold on. We'll pause and Amy will find the answer. Please hold. And Amy, when is it?
I was correct. I was going with October, and it's the second Monday in October.
So there you have it, the second Monday.
So there you go. How long did I use on my quiz time?
I used 3 minutes and 44 seconds.
Okay, where are we at on our stop clock?
Don't worry about it.
You told me that I'm supposed to be speeding things along.
And now I get to do a couple of things now. Are you ready? The Thanksgiving turkey.
You didn't like my thing.
I did like it.
Okay.
What'd I get? What was my score?
I don't know.
Figure out my score there. What'd I get?
Well, you got the last one wrong.
Are the check marks the wrong ones? And I got 6 out of 10.
You got 6.
6 out of 10. That's a D. Dang.
Yeah.
That sounds like college.
Well, you know... Actually, honey, don't feel bad, because when I first took it, I didn't read the little thing, and I got 6 as well. So.
Ah, what are you going to do?
I mean, you know, it was fun.
Yeah, we try around here.
Test your knowledge of Thanksgiving.
Because, you know, that's what we do on our podcast,
well,
right?
We're going to give this little quiz to our family. That'll occupy about 20
minutes. And
we'll
see how they do.
The Red Boy Podcast. Keeping podcasting wild.
All right, I have some.
That's just scary.
Yeah, Mr. Rama.
I mean, the horse and everything. I'm like, okay, what in the world?
Apparently, I was a.
It's wild.
Well, really wild. I didn't know.
It's wild.
Podcast gone wild. Lift your shirt. Sorry.
I won't be doing that.
All right, Amy, do you want. I got two things. I have so many things I want to do, and I'm not bound to your clock like you are.
When we hit 30 minutes, I'm walking off. Okay. When we hit 30 minutes, I'm done.
The Thanksgiving turkey that the president always pardons for the past 15 years gets sent off to live in Frying Pan Park. That's what they call it, Frying Pan Park.
But he lives.
But they live, yeah. It's an animal farm in D.C. Instead, this year's 35-pound presidential turkey is going to Disneyland on United Flight 197. First class.
You have been pardoned. What are you going to do?
I'm going to
Disneyland. Come on, come on, come on.
Oh, I didn't. Oh, did I load? I didn't. Oh, I didn't load my. Oh, here it is. Here we go. Ready? Yeah. So the apparently, I don't know. I'm not going to get into political debate, but PETA wrote a bunch of letters complaining that possibly Fry Pan Park, whatever they call it, is not treating the birds ethically.
My.
So he said, I don't know if Disneyland probably just fry them up and put them in the buffet.
No, they won't. He'll probably wander out there. Hopefully they don't take him to, what's that? What's the one where the safari's at? Drop him in there.
Let's see. I have some numbers. You want to hear? Do you want some numbers about Thanksgiving, or do you want to know?
Do you have the numbers on the turkeys? How many turkeys are consumed and stuff?
I have. I have.
That's interesting.
Let's see. 270 million turkeys raised in the United States. The turkeys produced weigh 7.2 billion pounds.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, you know how long it takes a male turkey to reach his weight that he needs to be at
from
being
a
baby? 18 weeks.
Wow, you did a lot of research.
18 weeks is how much it takes.
Well, how about
a lot of feed too.
Well, North Carolina. Here you go. How many towns nationwide are named after the turkey? In the entire country, how many towns are named after are named Turkey?
I don't know.
Three.
Three.
There is Turkey, Texas, and mind you, okay, all three of these towns added together are less than 1,000 people total. Turkey, Texas has 494 people, followed by Turkey Creek, Louisiana, if it's still there, with 356 people, and Turkey, North Carolina, with 262 people.
Wow.
And there's 11 townships.
Turkey townships?
Yeah, there's 11 townships named Turkey. There's 8 places and townships in the United States that are named Cranberry.
Did you know that Benjamin Franklin wanted the turkey to be our national bird?
Yes, I did know that.
What was he smoking? Because apparently,
can you tell Absolute Amy did her research this week? Here's my favorite. Are you ready?
Go, Turkey Man, go.
All right. Poll reveals typical American Thanksgiving. Auto Insurance, AIG, Auto Insurance Group, took a survey to find out what the typical American Thanksgiving holiday will be like. Okay, for instance, 61% plan to stay home and not travel, which is us. We're not really traveling. We're just going to my parents.
But part of our family is traveling to
here.
Us.
So I'd be 60. We're about 2/3 here, 1/3 traveling. So that's about right. And right after the meal, 60% of women plan to clean up, while 33% of men do.
Really? What do we do in our family? Everybody helps.
Yeah, I was going to say. But see, here's some maybe not so realistic numbers, but this tells us that 33% of men lie on surveys because they said they actually clean up. The men plan to clean up the last of the pumpkin pie. It's a holiday. Do both. 42% of men will watch sports, and 11% just plan to unbutton their pants. The other 89% of that 11% will let their pant buttons explode off their pants by themselves. 5% plan to watch women's tennis and unbutton their pants. Get it? I'm not getting a favorable look. Finally, 36% of Americans say their family most resembles the Cleavers on Leave It to Beaver. 26% say their family is most like the cast of Friends. And 8% say their families like the Sopranos.
Nice.
At least the men really know how to carve the turkey, you know. Leave It to Beaver, but most families haven't sat down to dinner together since last Thanksgiving. Most American families will eat so much, they'll resemble the family on Roseanne.
Well, excuse me.
Okay, do you have any other topics, Amy?
I
have one more, if you dare let me read it.
I don't know.
Do you have any family traditions? We don't have any. Your family does a whole turkey, don't they?
We have a whole turkey.
We don't. We do just the breast because nobody in our family likes.
We actually, turkey. I think the last, was it last, were we with my family last Thanksgiving? We do every other. And last year, during Thanksgiving, we convinced my mother to cook the turkey upside down so that, you know, the breast meat stays juicy. And it worked. It was like the first time that my mother didn't kill the turkey again.
And your mom would probably hear this. And
oh, I doubt it.
Yes.
Use a computer. Listen to something. Know. No, I'm not.
Your mom's known for dry food.
I don't
food,
know.
So
we,
okay. But yes.
Our family tradition, basically we have the meal, turkey.
But you and I's favorite. This
mashed
is very.
Mashed potatoes.
This is very.
Jellied cranberries.
Our very central Illinois tradition, maybe Midwest country. We, Amy and I both love cranberry out of the can.
Yeah, the jelly.
It ain't cranberry if it doesn't have the can lines in it.
I love it.
And actually, that's what we're taking tomorrow, or no, Thursday.
Part of it.
Part of what we're taking is the cranberry. Because my mom was like, got to be the real cranberry. I'm like, I don't want that. I like the cranberry in a can. It goes.
Yeah, well, that's our favorite.
Yes. Sorry.
And so, you know, yeah, I think that's, we just kind of hang out. And I try to get people to watch the stupid parade with us, but.
There's too many kids running around the house.
No one will watch the parade. Maybe Luke might be a little bit more into it this year, but before he hasn't really.
Okay. Yeah. I have some other things we can move on to, or I'd really like to do 10 things said at Thanksgiving that sound dirty but aren't.
Okay.
Can I do it?
I don't care.
Number 10. Talk about a huge breast. Number 9. Oh, this would fit your mom because sometimes it's dry. It's a little dry. Do you still want to eat it? Don't play with your meat. Just spread the leg and open and stuff it in.
You're so stupid.
All right. How about I just jump to the bottom three? You'll know it's ready when it pops up. Number 2. That's the biggest one I've ever seen. Wow, how come I don't hear that in this house? And at number 1 of the top 10 things heard at Thanksgiving that are dirty but aren't, how long do you beat it before it's ready? That I don't get, because why do you beat the turkey?
I don't think you beat the turkey. I think you're beating the mashed potatoes.
Oh, good point. You baste the turkey. Yes. So, there you go. This is what happened when Amy's in charge.
Well, no. I had more facts, but we didn't print off the right sheet to talk about the first Thanksgiving.
Printer issues. Okay. But that's okay.
I can read this about the pilgrims.
Okay, we don't need you to just... we'll just put the website link on the blog and people can read it. Want to do some Aussie dictionary? For Aussie Tom Dictionary.
I am supposedly we had descendants who came over on the Mayflower.
I thought that was an end of the Pinta the Santa Maria. Oh, wait, that's Columbus.
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
But that's a good question. You know, why not just celebrate Columbus Day and make that Thanksgiving? Because he found America.
Nothing to do with why we celebrate Thanksgiving.
We celebrate the pilgrims coming here, right?
No, we celebrate the pilgrims. All right, here, let me read this to you.
Briefly.
The pilgrims set aground at Pilgrim Rock on December.
Plymouth Rock.
What did I say?
Pilgrim Rock.
Oh, sorry. Plymouth Rock.
And you're only drinking tea.
I know. On December 11th, 1620. Their first
16-20, so
yeah, their first years. Winter was devastating. At the beginning of the following fall, they had lost 46 of the original 102 who had sailed on the Mayflower. But the harvest of 1621 was a bountiful one, and the remaining colonists decided to celebrate with a feast, including 91 Indians who had helped the Pilgrims survive their first year. It is believed that the Pilgrims would not have made it through the year without the help of the natives. The feast was more of a traditional English harvest festival than the true Thanksgiving observance. It lasted 3 days.
Okay, so they celebrated with them, and then they pretty much kicked them off their land.
I think that came later. I had a little bit more in depth than earlier, but, you know.
All right.
I even had, like, all the tribe and everything, but I printed the wrong. We printed the wrong thing.
Okay, Amy, so you know after Thanksgiving, it's going to be shopping season, right?
It's officially kicking off. I'm pretty much done with our children's
so shopping. The group called Watch, WATCH, World, Against Toys Causing Harm, issued their annual list of 10 most dangerous toys.
We probably have about 4 or 5 of them under the tree this year, won't we?
Well, all right. I'll list
glass.
Off.
They don't want kids to play with glass, right?
Yeah, and for some reason, sharp nails weren't on there either. But the one that I noticed was Kickaroo's anti-gravity boots. You've seen the gravity boots thing? Do they strap it on? And so I started looking at these products and why they are complaining that these are bad products for kids. On the box, it says, wear helmet, knee pads, elbow pads, you know, because you're going to be jumping in the air, blah, 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 blah. Their complaint is that the box doesn't show a child wearing gloves and boots and helmets and whatnot. I'm like, okay.
So gravity boots are a bad thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And this is actually endorsed by Ted Nugent. The 10 most cellular preschooler toys that are choking hazards, such as Animal Alley ponies, which they claim the hair comes out too easily.
Never even heard of this.
Me neither. And Little Mommy Bath Baby Doll, where the girl can teach that, kind of pretend that she's bathing the baby. But the bottle, which I swear to God is probably 6 inches long and probably 2.5 inches wide. They claim it's a choking hazard.
Does it come apart?
No, I don't think it does. Oh. I mean, what child is going to choke on a 6-inch bottle? Sorry. I digress. Let's see. You have the gravity boots. You have the camouflage water bomb fun kit, which really, okay, this is a bit of a hazard because you fill a water balloon and you stick it in the slingshot and you fling it at your friend's head.
I can't wait to get Luke one of those.
I'm going to have to agree that might be a bit of a hazard. I don't even know how to say that. Paintball. The Lord of the Rings. The crossbow set from the Lord of the Rings. Which, I guess, it wasn't a real crossbow. But then also another thing was the... from the Fantastic Four, the rock guy, you can get the gloves. Kind of like the Incredible Hulk thing.
They're exactly the same thing.
And it says, you know, don't, you know, beat things up, and then kids are obviously going to beat things up with it. So there you go. There's some of the things that you shouldn't be, you know. But the good thing, you know, with the water balloon thing, is if you aim too low, you'll shoot somebody right in
In your family, when did people put up the Christmas tree? When did your family put the tree up?
We did it the weekend right after my birthday.
That's a little late.
No, maybe weekend before my birthday. Weekend before my birthday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it was weekend before my birthday we did it. Mm. Yeah, weekend after my birthday would be way too close. My birthday is December 14th. Anybody want to send me a present? Please feel free.
Yeah.
When did you guys do it?
As soon as possible. It depended on what year, if we were doing a real Christmas tree or a fake Christmas tree. But usually we
do fake now that we've found the wonderful world of pre-lit fake Christmas trees.
It was usually the first weekend in December.
Well, that'd be about
much to our dismay as children, because we wanted it to be up as soon as Thanksgiving was over. Now, mind you, when did you take down your tree?
Like the weekend after New Year's.
My mother left a tree up 1 year, and I'm not. Amy. She had several trees. It was Easter.
Amy, your mother left the Holiday Village up all year because by July she figured, well, what the hell's the point of taking it down?
Is it still up?
No, she never took it down.
Oh, okay.
The train and everything's up there.
Oh, that's okay.
All right. Well, we're going to run. It's right now 30 minutes.
Do you have
a
turkey song that you can play?
Do I have a turkey song?
Yeah. Some little turkey song.
Do you know many turkey songs?
No.
I opened up with Mace, Welcome Back. Do you think I have a turkey song?
Is there any kind of...
All right, here's my...
Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house.
Here's my 30-second podcast news. Aaron was in Wired Magazine. He was interviewed from being
That's great.
That was cool. And I submitted Aaron a... if you have a holiday memory or whatever, submit it to Aaron at the Big Show, bigshowradio.com. Wichita Rutherford was in our copy of Parade from the newspaper.
Yes, we saw that. Uh-huh.
Of course, they also claimed he was doing 200,000... subscribers. I think maybe 2,000 seemed a little high to me, but I don't know.
The world is expanding.
Two sad notes in the world of podcasting, this and that with Jeff and Pat. Quote unquote pod faded. They decided to no longer do the show, which I can understand with kids and stuff. It is hard to do a show. Mashup Town, on the other hand, I think was beat up by the RIAA because they were doing mashups. They were
They're gone.
Yeah, they pretty much, I'm sure, were threatened to be sued. So Mashup Town is gone, which I'm mad about. So two new slots in my podcast downloads. And I did want to let you know, Amy, that I was listening to Steve and Don from For What It's Worth. Don did write all the recipes in her monthly cookbook.
Wow.
Yeah, so she didn't obviously come up with the idea of monthly recipes, but she did write the cookbook, everything that was in there. So
cool.
There you go. All right, well, I think that is it for the world of the Red Boy podcast. We will leave you tonight with a song from Aussie Tom's brother, Aussie Dave. That's his name. And
all Australians have the first name Aussie.
Aussie Dave. And I'll have the details about... No, you know what? I meant to have everything ready to go right here, but I have all the details in the show notes. But he has a little band. I think it's... I have right. This song is going to be called New Dementia from his band. So... We have two Australian listeners. How cool is that? And so, Amy, we will clock out after this song is over at approximately, I have no idea, about 35 minutes. So we're within your window of opportunity. So, Amy, if they want to email us, what's their email address?
I'm not talking anymore because I said I would only be on for 30 minutes.
It's redboy@redboypodcast.com, amy@redboypodcast.com. Voicemails at 206-888-GEEK. That's 206-888-4335. Or Skype us, RedBoy3. Or Skype me. Amy never does Skype, so... Oh, no, you do Skype. You portray yourself as me. So watch out for...
I don't portray myself as you at all. Yeah, I identify myself.
Watch out for Absolute Amy on there. She may be saying, oh, I'm RedBoy. No, I think that's a really dumb idea.
Whatever.
So, all right, well, from the RedBoy podcast to your family for Thanksgiving, happy Turkey Day. What do you say, Amy?
Have a wonderful holiday and be safe.
This is Red Boy and Absolute Amy, and we are
out.
Out. And I can never figure this software out.
Oh, my show's on.
time I don't question what I believe, but is this free head of yours slowly capitating? No, 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 question what I believe, but is this pretty head of yours slightly capitating?